so far from last night's tornado?
Well, this is the worst tornado that I think has ever hit our county and our city. And just want to thank all the neighbors for helping us locate everybody. It's an impossible task with all the neighbors helping each other and then letting us know when they can't find somebody. There's no way to look through all of it if we don't have somebody tell us who's missing, who's accounted for, who's with family over here, how important that is. And we still need those folks to let us know if there's somebody they can't account for or can't find. But everybody pitching in, it's just amazing how everybody is pitching in.
Where are you seeing, I know there's the damage is kind of widespread. What areas are you seeing that has taken the largest hit?
Well, we've had a lot of injuries, you know, and stuff out area. And it's absolutely a miracle that as bad country club was hit here and the subdivision got this way, that people have done as well as they have. And of course, it's the most dangerous time to have a tornado at night. You couldn't see, and then you wind up losing TV and radio and losing power. And
have you heard of any, or do you know of any confirmed fatalities?
Yes, there are fatalities in Caldwell County. I don't know exactly how many, of course, things or anything like that, but yes, there are fatalities.
What, I know today's going to be a cleanup process. Are there still people trapped? Or?
Well, not that we know of. That's where we need help from the public. I mean, when you drive out now, there's places where, especially like double wides or mobile homes used to exist, there's nothing left. And if you didn't already know that there used to be a home right there, you might not even know that it's in the woods behind us. That's where we need help from the public, you know, and identifying anybody that might still be unaccounted for.
What about manpower?
Well, we've got firefighters and EMS folks from Henderson to Crittenden County and all around Providence. Fredonia's up.
Last night, I think Jess said that maybe some large equipment from Crittenden County was going to bring some large equipment in today to help with the process.
Yes, there's it's starting to show up. Henderson Fire Department brought their heavy rescue up, so yeah, people are bringing a lot of ATVs, UTVs, and then we still got to cover our routine emergencies, and that's what a lot of the mutual aid companies are doing for us, helping cover our routine emergencies that we're going to have before the tornado happens.
Anything else you want to let the public know about?
No, we just really appreciate all the help. And it is bad. It's very bad, but it could have been so much worse than history. But it's still terrible.